The four types of students when it comes to learning Torah from their Rebbe. Maher l'shmoa or maher l'abe. So the type of Talmud that's quick to hear and to understand, as he picked up right away what the Rebbe is saying, but is also quick to lose what he learned, as he does not have a good memory, he forgets what he learned. About such a Talmud, it could be said that the tzar that he has for having a quick tefisa and picking up right away what the Rebbe is saying is offset by the hesed and the loss that he has by not remembering what he learned. And what's the use of his quick tefisa, since anyway he does not remember what he learned? Kasha lishmoa, bikasha la'abed, yatsa hef sedo bitzharo. A Talmud that has a very difficult time understanding, he has to work very hard before he understands what the Rebbe is saying. But he also does not lose and forget what he learned very quickly. He has a good zikaron, and he remembers what he learned. About such a Talmud, it could be said that the hefzid and the loss that he has by having to work very hard to understand what the Rebbe is saying is offset by the schar and the reward that he has by remembering what he learned. As who cares that he takes a long time to understand what the Rebbe is saying? And since, once he does put in the effort to understand what the Rebbe is saying, he does not forget quickly, he remembers what he learned. So therefore, he will become a big Talmud Chacham, and slowly, slowly he will pick up Yediyah after Yediyah until he knows the whole Shas. Maher Lishmoa, B'kasha La'abe Chacham. Somebody who is very quick to pick up and understand what the Rebbe is saying, and he does not forget very easily either, such a person will become a Chacham, and since he could learn very much, as he picks up right away and doesn't forget, so he can go through Shas very quickly, and become a chacham. Kasha lishmoa umayer la'abed zechelek ra. Somebody who has a difficult time understanding what the Rebbe is saying, and when he does understand finally what the Rebbe is saying, he's quick to forget. That's a bad portion. Such a person was given a chelek ra from Shemayim, as he will not become a chacham at all, since he has a difficult time understanding, and even when he does understand, he doesn't remember what he learned. Therefore, such a person, his only option. It's a daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Deshmaya to remember what he learned, and through tefillah, he will become a chacham as well. There are four different types of characteristics of people that give tzedakah. Somebody who wants to give tzedakah from his own property, but does not want that others should give. And he wants to be respected and given a lot of kavod for the money that he gives to tzedakah. But he doesn't really care about the aniyim, so therefore he doesn't want that others should give, as he wants that only himself should have kavod. Such a person has an ayin ra on other people's money, meaning to say that he wants that only he should be given kavod for giving tzedakah, as even though this is a midah tova to give tzedakah, but he has not reached shleimus in this midah. Yitnu acherim behulo yitin. Einu ra bishalo. Somebody who wants that others should give, he encourages other people to give tzedakah, but he doesn't want to give up from his own money to tzedakah. Such a person is stingy with his own money, as even though he understands the mitzvah of giving tzedakah and how important it is, and that's why he encourages others to give, but he is stingy, he's not generous with his own money. So therefore, he also has not reached the shleimus of this mitzvah. Yitein v'yinu acherim chasid. But somebody who wants to give from his own money, and he also encourages others to give tzedakah, such a person is a chasid. A chassid is somebody who has chachma, and he also has ma'isim tovim. As since he has chachma, he gives up from his own money to tzedakah, as he knows that a person never loses out by giving tzedakah. The opposite occurs. By giving tzedakah, a person gains wealth. And so too, he has ma'isim tovim, as he encourages other people to give tzedakah, as he cares about the aniyim, and he wants them to have charity. Lo yitin, but lo yitnu acherim, rasha. But somebody who doesn't want to give up from his own money to tzedakah, and he also does not want that others should give, such a person is a rasha, as he is selfish, he doesn't care about that aniyim, he could care less about others, he only cares about himself.